What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Detective Walton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
In today's episode, I thought that you and I can kind of go back and forth a little bit talking about law enforcement officer safety and just some tips that I think every officer should know. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's content. We've talked in the past, Clint, about officers seemingly becoming complacent, especially after maybe a year or so of getting off of their FTO. And inadvertently, that could cause some officer safety issues that maybe an officer might not be aware of even.
Yeah, you know, even as a new officer being on the streets and getting complacent in those situations, as a detective working behind it, like there's so many levels of complacency that we get used to. And we always, not joke, but it's one of those things where complacency kills. And the reason I say that is because you could do the same thing 100 times, but out of that 100 times, that one time, it's going to be in a completely different type of environment to where that one subject is on the brink of trying to attack you, or you're setting yourself into this incident of where you're like, I've been to the same location, this alarm's been going off so many times, and this is the route I always take, and this is what always happens because no one's ever there. And you get into this routine of how to handle it in the same way, and you lower your sense of guard in reference to it. Compare it to the first time to the last time you've gone there.
Yeah, that's a great segue into the first tip that I want to talk about, and that's situational awareness. I think that one mistake that I see in law enforcement is that many officers don't do the proactive work in order to further and advance themselves in their career. And I'm not just talking about in terms of the ranks. So let's talk about situational awareness for a second. When it comes to this topic, what do you think the training bar is for most officers?
It's ingrained in you in the academy, like how to be safe, how to make your approach, and just saying, and we'll use a traffic stop as an example. You have it trained where you set your lights a certain way, you make your approach, you don't walk in between the cars, you check the trunk, you do all these kind of steps that you go through, and as you're progressing, you're like, why am I doing this stuff? And things slip through the cracks to where you open yourself up to a situation in which you've trained for. And the reason why we do that is for our safety.
Yeah. So there are way more ways to implement situational awareness that maybe don't feel as taxing. So what you're discussing is more of the strategy, right? If this happens and you do this. Mm-hmm. So something that I know that you've partaken in that you probably don't even realize has enhanced your situational awareness, but I could tell you from just observing you that it has, is learning certain grounding techniques.
Mm-hmm. That's huge because, one, you're not sitting there trying to think through the step process that you have to do. You're able to react to it based off of your training, and it's a muscle memory.
Yeah, and I hear a lot about people thinking that saying something like grounding or yoga or presencing, it might seem like it's this woo-woo kind of topic. However, you're absolutely right, because once you have, and we've gone through some intense training to where that is now the go-to, that is what is ingrained first. And when you understand this technique that and truly being in the moment, it's like everything around you starts to come into focus in a much more vivid way. And that effort doesn't necessarily take a lot of work like it used to.
No, absolutely. And it took work in the beginning. And then once it's ingrained in you, just like any training that we do in relation to police work, once it's ingrained with you, you don't have to think about it.
Another one I have here is the vital role of body armor. And it drives me crazy that what little officers are given by their departments is probably just a drop in the bucket of what I believe to be essential tools in order to physically protect an officer. So in my opinion, if that means that you need to have an extra tax write-off to be able to purchase the things that will make you truly feel safer, the things that are proven to be safer pieces of gear, 1,000%, I think that that is a fantastic investment.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you put a cost on your own life and your own safety?
We talked about how we believe that officers need to learn marketing tactics. And going into that a little bit further, I feel like another safety tip that might not seem like one is having good communication skills.
You need to be able to speak with people on a level basis and not criminalize them or make them feel like they've done something wrong as a victim. And once you're able to communicate as in just normal human nature, that alleviates so many responses in a positive way for you.
Another one I have here is physical and mental fitness. So this goes into that proactive training that I think a lot of officers, if they would understand the importance of doing something outside of the scope of law enforcement, with all of these safety tips, for the most part, they have nothing to do with law enforcement specifically. All of us could do these in order for us to be safer overall. And so what is physical and mental fitness? There are a million different gurus and a million different conferences that you could attend in order for you to understand how to enhance just your cognitive function overall. And outside of that goes into the physical element of things. The more physical apt you are, the better you are going to be cognitively, meaning you are going to be sharper, you are going to have better skills, better focus, all of those things. Talk to us a little bit about traffic stop safety.
So in a traffic stop, you in the academy, you're trained a certain way. And you need to follow that. The reason they teach you the way that they do is for your safety and the person's safety in the vehicle. So always having your awareness, not only of the stop in which you're conducting, but what's going on around you, because there's a lot of traffic going by you, and you need to have that awareness in those situations.
I think backup protocol is a great one to make mention of, because I think it could become easy to find it difficult to kind of get over your ego and then to request backup when you need it.
And most agencies are great because they have, it's automatic. If you're conducting a traffic stop, the dispatch will send a unit to back you, depending if you're rural or if you're city, depending on that situation.
The next one I have here is use of force and defense tactics. I wish that it was mandatory for every officer to partake in some type of defense tactic training that's outside of the workplace.
You're seeing actually, and there's a current trend where a lot more officers are being, the department's paying for jiu-jitsu classes for their officers to take that off duty and to be able to go out and learn better defensive tactics to support them.
I think too, this is a good one. We were just talking about this yesterday, is digital security. So Clint, you and I we've actually been discussing this a lot lately with the advancements in technology as it pertains to law enforcement. We're going to be recording another episode about this coming up here next week. And I think that having a better understanding of digital security, something outside of your cell phone and personal laptop, is also something that a lot of officers don't consider when it comes to their own personal safety.
No, we push out a lot of information on ourselves, whether it's social media, whether it's just signing up for accounts for different, you know, relevant news group medias to receive information. And you have to make sure you're protecting yourself online just as you would protect yourself in the field.
And that includes your family too. So for example, a few years ago, I took off the note. There's a setting in Facebook that you could show who you're married to. I undid that so that it doesn't look like you and I are married. And I did that just as another layer of security. Everyone knows that we're married anyways, people that should know. as it is. And I think that having that discussion with your significant other or your kids, just how you're linking everything, what you're posting, especially when it comes to those, oh yeah, I'm going to Cancun and I'm leaving next Monday, like all this, just be smart about what you're putting out there online. And I think that for rookie cops in particular, safety needs to be the foundation of your entire career.
It's massive. And going back to when I was training officers, safety always took that precedence because it's something that it's easy to forget about because of the million things we're having to think about in each individual incidents where safety can be pushed to the side, where safety should always be primary.
Yeah, for sure. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.